is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I've bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Long lead out to Brandewee. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewee.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right by Mesher, twisting and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoing, foul line, Jay. Good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoing. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in, and Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player, open the left. And driving to the rim, Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summerhoing to Ariel Heitkamp. And the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewee of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Messer come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls whip the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Scores broadcasted the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis, off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer for Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favored team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York. They open up the area in the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier. High left. Got it! Got it! Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Modden for 28. Woo! That was a bomb. That was deep.
Vince Porcher's in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders, in a really good second half here today.
At 10 in the second half.
Hayden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men are seniors. Wealth of talent, the three graduates, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis. They'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It is bonus coverage. Bonus coverage here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Second game of two from here at Vidalia Butler. Girls Division 7 Regional Semifinals. Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks and the Legacy Christian Knights go at it. At stake, a berth in the regional championship on Saturday at 5 against Fort Loramie, which clobbered Delaware Christian 61-18 in our first presentation of the day here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Mississinewa out of the Western Ohio Athletic Conference, 20-4 on the year, won the league with a mark of 10-1. When you look down through the schedule, you find four losses spread apart, a five-point setback to Arcanum, a defeat at the hands of Marion Local by 12, Versailles by 16, and Botkins, sort of an outlier, an aberration. Botkins beat Mississinewa by 2. Legacy Christian from the Metro Buckeye Conference, 22-2 on the year, 8-0 to win that league, and Legacy Christian's only setbacks by a point to Minster and by 8 to Hamilton Baden. The star on the floor is going to be the Woodbury gal for Mississinewa, Taylor Woodbury, All-District last year, first-team All-State a year ago, and this club, Mississinewa, features three starters who are all conference performers. Maybe not a prohibitive favorite, but certainly the favorite is Mississinewa Valley over Legacy Christian, which has closed the season in fine fashion, winning over Emmanuel Christian, Troy Christian, and Rushi. Winners of Covington, Catholic Central, and Jackson Center since a Monday, February 10th setback in Hamilton Baden by only 8. Legacy Christian has given a great account of itself over the course of the season. Clearly has played a lighter schedule than has Mississinewa Valley. I think that's the rub, that's the difference. But the Blackhawks are the favorite, certainly not prohibitive. It could be a very tight game. All depends, I think, on how Legacy Christian shoots the basketball.
Yeah, Legacy's going to have to shoot it well. They're going to have to make sure they don't turn the basketball over a lot. That's going to be the difference.
We'll have starting lineups in a moment when we return on ScoresBroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Very notable wins along the way for the Blackhawks this year. Coldwater, Parkway, Houston, and then a win over Rushi, 45-44 in overtime in a district championship. Notable triumphs for Legacy Christian, Southeastern, Cincinnati Country Day, Xenia, New Bremen, Urbana, just to name several. These two clubs have played decent schedules, and it's going to boil down to who commits fewer turnovers. Who's got a little better shooting percentage tonight, but I think rebounding very, very important. The bigger team, the more physical team, probably the Blackhawks of Mississinewa. Two excellent coaches with vast experience of many years coaching girls hoops. Mark Combs, head man at Legacy Christian, Michael Page, coach of the Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks.
Yeah, they're both well coached. I've seen both teams play, and both teams do an outstanding job. I think Mississinewa might have a little bit of an advantage, but it just depends on how this thing starts.
Now, Woodbury's quickness,
oh, yeah,
and her ability to penetrate, distribute the basketball.
That's the difference.
Yeah, that gives the Blackhawks the edge. Just a little bit more size, I think, for Mississinewa, which will go with Kaylee Woodbury at guard, 5'6", senior, 17 points a game. McKenna Hoggett, 5'10", junior on the front line, along with Sina Purden, a 5'8", senior. Paige Emmerich, a 5'8", junior, starts, along with Brooklyn Subert, a 5'9", junior. This is a sizable Mississinewa team, which wins the opening tip. Blackhawks attack to our left, and right away an errant three-point shot, but an offensive rebound is laid up and in. Nobody boxed out the young lady, Paige Emmerich, on the inside. Emmerich got the rebound unmolested and laid it in. It was a quick trigger three, but Mississinewa, poor shot selection. But the Blackhawks capitalized for Legacy Christian. Autumn Allport, 8.1 a game, 5'10 sophomore, starts in the front line. Allie Graves at a guard, a 5'7 senior. Ava Combs, coach's daughter, a 5'7 sophomore at a guard. Alex Solomon at 13.8 points a game, a 5'9 senior. And Anna Sweeney, I should say, at 4.6 a game, a 5'6 junior. And Allie Solomon retaliates for Legacy Christian. She lights it up from three-point land, and we're tied at three apiece. And then the Knights of Legacy Christian make a neat theft at midcourt and draw a foul, I think, in the act of shooting. No, it's ruled on the floor, ball out of bounds to Legacy. That shot made seconds ago by Mississinawa Valley was a two, a rebound shot and a three. Following up was Legacy with a three ball. It's 3-2 Legacy Christian, which has the ball on the arc. Not shooting it from distance is Allie Graves. She hangs on, delivers to a teammate, Ava Combs, in the left flank. Mississinawa missed the three, got the rebound, made it two. Legacy Christian passed into the forecourt, knocked down a three. Here's a steal by Mississinawa. Legacy Christian nearly intercepts the pass on the transition by the Blackhawks. It goes out of bounds, and Mississinawa will throw in, trailing 3-2. Top of the circle, it's Woodbury. Woodbury with number 5 on her back. All-state performer a year ago, all-district. Hands it off 25 feet away to Cora Hoggett. Cora, who stands 5'10 and is a junior, feeds to Woodbury for three. Around, around, and good! The three-pointer swirled three or four times, and right down through the cylinder it went.
If you go not put a hand up on that young lady, she's going to make you have a long evening.
Woodbury, just under 30% from behind the arc. She's taken almost 250 threes this year. She sinks her first try today to give Mississinawa a 5-3 cushion. Here's a bad pass to Legacy Christian, intercepted by the Blackhawks, and storming down the floor is Brooklyn Subert. She's fouled. It's common. Legacy has got to be careful. This Blackhawks team, Chuck, quick on its feet. They're explosive.
Yeah, they're going to run the floor on you, and if you turn it over, it's going to be a long evening.
Brooklyn Subert inbounds left wing, tries a three. It clanks off the rim. Long rebound down to Legacy Christian. 5-3, Blackhawks in the lead. Forecourt right, it's Allie Solomon. She's got it straight away. Veers off into the right corner. She's averaging 13 points a game. She steps inside the arc and sinks the 16-footer. Allie Solomon, 5 points for Legacy Christian. We're tied up at five. She passed up the three, stepped inside the arc. Nobody checked her tightly, and she pumped it home. Here's Woodbury on the arc, and she veers around. The defensive player, helped from Miami, from Legacy Christian, blocks the shot. Well done by the Knights, who get the loose ball. Solomon, baseline right, pulls up, neat handoff into the lane, and the driver to the hoop scores. It's Anna Sweeney. 7-5, Legacy Christian. Here is Legacy pressing in backcourt, and we've got a held ball. Good effort on the play. A timely step in by Solomon, who forced the tie-up. And Legacy Christian will get it back, throwing in below the rim. So far, Chuck, for Mississinawa, it's been hoist up the basketball. Legacy's run some offense. Until right now, but a three ball goes down. Allie Graves was unguarded. Straight away, she bombed it in. And it's 10-5, Legacy Christian. Boy, the Knights are hot here at the start. Yep. Here's Woodbury steaming down the floor. Gives it up to a three-point shooter in the right corner. Way short. Long rebound to the Blackhawks, who throw up a three again. The same player launched it twice. It was Sina Purden, who is 36 of 124 on threes this year, averaging 11 a game, but both times long boards, and the Blackhawks still have it. Another three-point try. Paige Emmerich, no good off the flange. Rebound, middle of the paint, stuck back up and missed on the play by the Blackhawks. A foul against Mississinawa.
I don't think I've ever, against Legacy Christian, I don't think I've ever seen a girls' team curl up so many threes in such a short span of time, Chuck.
Boy, no, you're right. And that last shot hit the support up there. I can't believe three officials did not see it.
A couple of free throws here for Mississinawa. It's Brooklyn Subert, averaging 13.4 points a game. She makes it, and it's 10-6 Legacy. That one's hard. Rebound Legacy Christian, and it's wiped away in backcourt by Mississinawa, who shoots a three and makes it. It's Paige Emmerich from downtown. 10-9. Legacy up one. Oh, the three balls are flying left and right. We've had 19 points scored in 4.5 minutes. Legacy Christian with the ball to her right. It's Graves. Graves throws left flank to Ava Combs. Ball entered into the post. It's on the deck. Legacy Christian is in the scrum and gets it back. Graves, high left. Feeds it to a teammate who's available. Ava Combs fires up the three off the flange. Long rebound, Blackhawks. Storming down the floor goes Sina Purden. Purden gives it up 25 feet away to Cora Hoggett. Baseline right. A little half-hook shot is good by Brooklyn Subert. 11-10 Blackhawks. Action fast and furious here in the second game of two. Girls Division 7 regional semifinal. Legacy's got the ball in the right corner. It is Solomon who handles it a lot. Allie Solomon, 5'9 senior. Gifted score, 14 a game. Here's a left wing jump shot. Three-pointer missed by Combs. Long rebound right back to Legacy. Combs on the bounce between the circles. One-point lead, Blackhawks. 2 minutes left, opening quarter. Dribbling through the head of the key is Allie Graves. Allie gives it up, gets it back. Open player, low post left. Short shot, pumped up. Missed on the play by Autumn Alport. Rebound down to the Blackhawks, who lead by one. A minute 50 left, second quarter. Woodbury dribbling midcourt. Veers in the left corner. Oh, a nice post pass to a teammate, Brooklyn Subert, who overshoots. Subert gets the rebound. No good again from 8 feet. Rebound pinballed around. Woodbury's got it. 10-foot banker, hard. Rebound Legacy Christian. Three missed shots there by Mississinawa. Boy, the last couple were very close. They were in tight. Wouldn't drop. 1:20 left. Opening quarter. Mississinawa 11. Legacy 10. Legacy Christian has seen the Blackhawks score 6 in a row. It was 10-5 in favor of the Knights. Ball thrown to the post. Then to the three-point shooter. Left corner of the floor. In and out by Alport. Ball tipped to Graves on the arc. No good on the three. Another long board for Legacy Christian. 53 seconds left here in the first quarter. Scoring pace has slowed down. 11-10 Blackhawks. And we got a whistle. What do we have? A little scrapping for position going on in the paint. Holding foul against the Blackhawks with 45.2 left in the opening quarter. Two contrasting styles, Chuck, at the offensive end of the floor.
Well, there are, but boy, I tell you what, now both teams are actually launching a lot of threes. I'm not sure that's Legacy's game.
Mississinawa's been shooting them very fast. But at least Legacy's been a little more patient. Loose ball thrown in by Legacy. Knights get it back. Heave it baseline right. Ball rotated top of the circle. Baseline left. It goes to Allport. Down low to a cutter, knifing to the lane. Liz Dry, 5'7 freshman, in off the bench. Made a nice slice to the rim, took the feed, and dropped it home. 12-11 Legacy. Here's a bank shot in the paint. Good by Brooklyn Subert of the Blackhawks. 9 seconds to go in the quarter. Mississinawa up one. Ball thrown deep left corner, handled there by Allport. One to play. They may not get the shot off. They don't. First quarter finishes. Mississinawa 13, Legacy 12 on Scores Broadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Oh, the points were flying in rapid-fire fashion. First 2-3 minutes here at the start of the game. Legacy Christian leaped to a 10-5 lead. Mississinawa clawed back, went in by one at the end of the initial 8 minutes, 13-12 Blackhawks. Mississinawa, midcourt, another long three, about the 10th three-point try by Mississinawa in this game, and it's good. A bomb by Paige Emmerich. Boy, these are sharpshooters.
He's got nine.
7:40 left to go here in the second quarter. 16-12, Mississinawa. 9 points for Paige Emmerich. Here's a pass at midcourt by Legacy, spoiled by the Blackhawks. Legacy gets it back. Shot fade on the arc. Dribble drive into the lane, but Graves deals to Solomon. Now 20 feet away, Graves. Legacy resets. 16-12, Mississinawa. So much firepower on this Blackhawks team. Outside the arc on the right, it goes to Solomon. Ball dumped into the post. Open jump shooter, left corner of the floor. It is heaved up there by Graves. It banked, hit the rim, no good. Rebound, Mississinawa. Here comes Woodbury. Woodbury streaking up the floor, goes on the arc to Brooklyn Subert. A running left-handed shot, way short of the mark. That was unorthodox, to say the least. Legacy came away with the easy board. It's Graves over the timeline. 16-12, Blackhawks. On the arc to Solomon. Ball thrown down the right side to the baseline. Legacy open. 16-footer right on the button, but Liz Dry. She was left open, and she nailed it. 16-14. Blackhawks put two. Here is Mississinawa with a drive from the left corner of the floor. Getting an avenue to the basket is Emmerich, and she's called for an offensive foul, and that was a mistake. The defender for Legacy didn't come close to having possession.
There shouldn't have been a call either way on that. That was just a clean strip.
It was blown, no question about it. 16-14 in favor of Mississinawa. 2-point advantage over Legacy. Not sure what the referee saw in that last choice. A near tie-up in the right corner. Legacy has it straight away at Solomon. Solomon feeds baseline right. It's handled there by Dry. Knocked out of bounds by Mississinawa. 5:54 to go, second quarter. 16-14 in favor of the Blackhawks, which come down the floor, and within seconds, a shot is in the air toward the basket. Legacy much more methodical. On the arc, it's Graves. Graves throws to the post. The ball dealt to a cutter. Dribble drive from the left wing. Shot too hard by Combs. Long rebound midcourt. Handled out back by Allport. She chucks up a three off the iron. No good rebound. Woodbury of Mississinawa. Woodbury up and over the timeline for the Blackhawks with 5:31 to go here in the second quarter. Blackhawks lead by two. Ball thrown into the post to Purdon. Back on the arc to the three-point shooter. A long one is missed on the play by Subert. Purdon gets the rebound. Ball handed to Paige Emmerich. Now to Woodbury, who retreats to midcourt. Legacy has done a pretty good job on Woodbury, but this Mississinawa team is very well-rounded. 3 minutes played, second quarter. There's a crazy shot by Woodbury.
as she went slicing and dicing through the middle of the floor, got below the foul line, and threw up a horse shot, a prayer, as she was being belted, and it banked in. It's an and one. She's at the stripe, and the lead is four for the Blackhawks.
That's 11 points for Emmerich now in the first half.
I said Woodbury. I was mistaken. It was Emmerich who made the shot. And Emmerich is unbelievable so far in this game. She wouldn't try that shot on her garage hoop ever, I don't think. But it went in. She converted the free throw. And it's 19-14, a five-point lead. And here is Legacy Christian, baseline right. It goes to Dry. She stepped around the defender and took a knee. Foul called. It's common. 19-14 in favor of Mississinawa. 4:43 to go, second quarter. Legacy's got to stay in touch. Can't afford a run out of points here by Mississinawa. Here is a dribble drive to Graves below the foul line. Doesn't shoot. Gives it to a teammate. Oh, no one's home. And it goes out of bounds. 4:32 left here in the second quarter. 19-14 Blackhawks on Scores Broadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Harriet. Oh, welcome back here on Scores Broadcast.com. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at the Vidalia Butler Student Activity Center. 4:32 left in the second quarter. It's bonus coverage tonight here on Scores Broadcast.com. Second game of a doubleheader. Regional semifinal, girls division 7. Contest number 2 of the night. 5-point lead, Mississinawa, 4:30 left to go here in the second quarter, and Mississinawa throws it inbounds and goes 94 feet in three quick passes, and here's a driving shot for the Blackhawks. It's good by Emmerich again, a career night for her. 21-14 in favor of the Blackhawks. They've widened it to 7, 14 for Emmerich. And Legacy's got to be careful. They're coming unglued as the Knights drop the ball out of bounds. 4:06 to go here in the second period. And we've got an offensive foul against Mississinawa trying to inbound it. A bizarre push-off is committed on the play. Paige Emmerich is called for her second, and that's big.
Yes, he has 13 points.
And I tell you what, if I'm Legacy Christian, I go at her and try to get that third on the Blackhawks' leading score before halftime. 4 minutes to go until the intermission break. 7-point lead for Mississinawa. Ball thrown to the post to Allport, on the arc to Graves. Graves gives it up left wing to teammate Ava Combs. Tell you what, this Legacy Christian team disperses the ball around 7-8 times often before shooting. They're trying to get the open look. Here's a three-pointer way short of the mark. Maisie Kinnison in off the bench, a 5'6 sophomore who played well against Jackson Center. Chucked up a three, couldn't find the range, and the rebound came down to the Blackhawks, who set the attack. Coming out to catch, left side of the floor, Emmerich. Broken up and knocked out by Sweeney of Legacy. 3:21 to go in the second. 21-14. Legacy down 7. Knights haven't scored in 2.5, 3 minutes. Inbounding the ball right in front of us is Cena Purdon to Subert. Subert at the elbow. Swivels down the lane. Left-hand shot. In and out. No good. Long pass down the floor by Legacy. Broken up by Taylor Woodbury. Who batted it last? Mississinawa did. Possession to Legacy Christian, which is down 7. And they've hit a snarl offensively. Mississinawa has tightened up. Legacy not shooting it as well as the Knights did early on when they led 10-5. There's a turnaround J from the elbow on the left. It's in the air by Anna Sweeney. Too hard. Rebound Woodbury. Down the floor she goes. Blocked at the top of the circle. Stolen by the Knights. 3-on-2 break. Pull up right wing. Running one-hander short by Ava Combs. But she smacked on the arm and she'll get two. Boy, thankfully for Legacy, Chuck, this is Sinawa. Has not run away and hidden here in the second quarter.
Yeah, I mean, Paige Emmerich is the difference right now. Nobody else from Mississinawa really doing much.
The free throw is way off the mark by Combs. Both teams right around 68% from the free throw stripe this year. We're stuck at 21-14 with 2:51 left in the second. The second free throw is in and out. Strong rebound by Burden of the Blackhawks. Burden gives it up in backcourt on the play to Taylor Woodbury. There she goes with the left hand on the bounce. Uh-oh, 10-second call. 10-second call, and the Mississinawa bench can't believe it. That might have been 8, maybe as little as 7. No way it was 10.
No.
Blackhawks got the raw end of the deal there.
I think he was counting by twos.
2 minutes, 39 seconds to go, second quarter. There have been some odd decisions in this game so far. Here is Graves going foul line. Gives it up on the play to Solomon. Solomon squeezes between two players and coughed it up. Here's Woodbury streaking down the floor for the Blackhawks. Checked on the arc to Graves. Steal by Legacy. Graves out in front to the rack. Missed it too hard. Offensive rebound up by Legacy Christian, and it's no good. Solomon couldn't get it to fall. A couple triples blown by the Knights. And we've got a lot of frenetic action going on. Physical and sloppy. Ball busted loose at midcourt off Legacy last. 2:05 to go here in the second. We have stalled out offensively. We remain at 21-14. Mississinawa. Curtin on the arc gives it up to Cora Hoggett. Hoggett 25 feet away. Away from the action. A player falls down for Mississinawa. Double dribble against the Blackhawks.
She forgot she had dribbled.
Under 2 to go in the second quarter. Frenzied action in the first half here at Vendalia Butler Student Activity Center. We had a pretty clean start, 10-5 Legacy. Here's a long three by Legacy Christian's Autumn Allport. No good, off the flange. Dribbling to midcourt from the Blackhawks, overguarding foul against Legacy. Team foul 2 on the Knights. Hard to believe they've only got 2 fouls in this period. As rough and tumble this game has been. 96 seconds left in the second period. 21-14 Blackhawks. Inbounding the ball right in front of the scorer's table is Sina Burden, 5'8 senior for Mississinawa. She's being checked closely by Liz Dry. Ball fed left corner, then on the arc to Woodbury. Out of the post, it is Subert back to the basket. It's an open jump shooter, foul line extended right. It is up, no good, danced off the iron. Is Cora Hoggett, couldn't get it to fall, but a rebounding foul called against Legacy in the act of shooting. Down on the inside was Emmerich for Mississinawa. Man, oh man, has she been active in this game. She was bumped on the elbow while shooting 2 free throws here. The first one is good. It's 20.
I'm sorry, that's 15 for the young lady here.
15 to the 22 for the Blackhawks. First foul shot was on the money. Second one by Emmerich in the air. Too hard. Rebound low on the right. It is touched last, and it goes over the end line off of the Blackhawks. Legacy needs a run. Legacy at the end of the first quarter, Chuck, had how many points?
They had 12.
They've scored 2 in 7 minutes here in the second quarter. And that's been to their undoing. Mississinawa stormed ahead by 8, although the Blackhawks have not been lighting it up. 22-14, Mississinawa. Ball is jammed out of bounds
in the left corner. Legacy will throw in. 63 seconds to go, second period. Over the head pass, out of the arc to Allie Graves for Legacy Christian. Graves gives it up right side to Combs on the arc. Now foul line, back to Combs for three. Hits the rim once, twice, no good. Rebound pinballed out of bounds. Touched by Mr. Sinawan. Legacy gets a reprieve. 49.6 to go. Second quarter, 22-14 Blackhawks. Legacy inbounding left of the rim. Here's the ball pitched on the arc. It's handled there by Graves. Alley, a 5'7 senior, 9.6 a game, throws foul line. Now Allport, ball dished into the post, stolen by the Blackhawks. Long throw down the floor to guess who? Paige Emmerich, another deuce for her. 24-14, Blackhawks up 10. 25 seconds left here in the second quarter. On the arc, it's Combs. My goodness, it's been a 19-4 run by Mississinawa since Legacy led 10-5. Here's a baseline jump shot. Too hard, but Liz Dry. 7 seconds left. Streaking down the floor, Emmerich. Emmerich lost the ball in the lane. Gotten back by Legacy. And the buzzer's going to sound before Legacy can conclude the half with the driving layup. Wow. It was a track meet. Mississinawa got one it wanted. Blackhawks sped this game up and lead by 10. 24-14 after two quarters on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Welcome back to Vandalia Butler, 24-14. Blackhawks over the Knights by 10. Understand the Anna girls have won 34-31 at Springfield over Newark Catholic to advance to a D6 regional championship. The game played Saturday at 2. That is for a berth in the state Final Four for the Anna girls.
Well, they just started playing well at the right time in the season, and they got a shot going down to Dayton now.
Our halftime report brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Blackhawks up 10. Bad second quarter for Legacy, Chuck.
It was a bad quarter. They scored 2 points. And Paige Emmerich scored
11 in the quarter. So there's your difference. 16-12 rebounding advantage for the Blackhawks. 7-6 offensive rebounds. 7 turnovers for the Blackhawks. Legacy turned it 6 times. 0-for-2 from the free throw line for Legacy. 3-of-5 for Mississinewa Valley. Individual scoring. Ali Solomon had 5. He had the first 5 of the quarter and didn't score again. They scored 4 from Liz Dry, 3 from Allie Graves, and 2 from Anna Sweeney. They scored 12-2, 14 for the first half. Mississinewa led by Paige Emmerich. Terrific first half was 17. Then they got 4 from Brooklyn Subert, and they got 3 from Taylee Woodbury. They scored 13 and 11, 24 for the first half. They lead it 24-14, and we will break for a commercial. This is brought to you by Schnipple Construction and Borchers Flooring. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, the radio on your phone for high school sports. A wild first half of action, Chuck. I don't think I've seen a team playing at such a frenetic pace, so undisciplined at times, yet pretty daggone productive. A 10-point lead for Mississinawa, 24-14 over Legacy Christian.
Well, their player of the year has 3 points, and Paige Emmerich has 17.
Oh, the Blackhawks are well-rounded. They got four young ladies in double digits, and they're showing off those fine offensive performers in this game. Emmerich, the one shining here today, and so far Legacy, no answer for her. 10-point lead, Blackhawks. We start play in the third quarter as Legacy went an entire second quarter with just 2 points, one made field goal. They try a three-pointer, a long one off for it to start the third quarter. It's short. Rebound down to Woodbury. Woodbury to midcourt. Fires up ahead on the play to teammate Cora Hoggett. And then a jump shot is tried outside the foul circle, left side of the floor. Subert was left open, and she has not seen a jump shot she's never liked. She poured in another one, and the lead is 13. It was ruled behind the three-point line, and there is a deuce inside the arc from the right baseline by Solomon of Legacy Christian, and that stops the bleeding. First field goal in 7.5 minutes for Legacy Christian. Whistling her way down the lane, all the way to the rack with the left hand. Goes Subert. No good. Rebound tipped around. Out of bounds off of Mississinawa. And Legacy will bring it down, trailing 27-16. A made three by Mississinawa to start the second half. A two by Legacy. Outside the arc, straight on Graves. Graves comes near side to Ava Combs. Now the ball is thrown baseline left. Zone defense by Mississinawa. It's pitched down low on the right. Wide open shot for the Legacy Christian Knights. It's tried by Allport. She left it short. It was very makeable. Rebound to the Blackhawks. 27-16 Mississinawa. There's a long three outside the arc on the right. Way short. It barely caught iron. Loose ball, rebound in the lane. Foul against Legacy. It was Burton who chucked up the three. Then Subert crashed the board and is awarded 2 free throws. I'll tell you what, Chuck, this Mississinawa team, you scratch your head when you look down through the schedule.
How could the Blackhawks have lost to Botkins? Don't know. Strange things happen in girls' hoops. This team's got as much, if not more, firepower than Rushi, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
First free throw, no good by Schubert. Second shot is right on the money. And Coach Page at Mississinawa gets a timeout. 28-16 Blackhawks, 6:11 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Yep, Legacy's got to have a fine third quarter to make this game interesting. Entering the fourth, Blackhawks have inched out to a 28-16 advantage. Near side of the floor, it is Graves. She gives it up, gets it back. Now to Combs. Three-point shot straight on, in and out. McGraves, stick back, missed by Solomon. Blackhawks come away with the board. It's Cora Hoggett down the floor to a teammate. It is Schubert. It was a wild pass, intercepted by Legacy. Legacy heaves it the other way, and it's out of bounds. One turnover deserves another. It's been that way much of this game. A lot of very sloppy performances by players in both teams. I'm trying to imagine, Chuck, in my mind, if Mississinawa holds on to win this game, it's attack on offense. The way it brings the ball down the floor against pressure, and Fort Laramie's pressing defense. How will those things contrast and collide? Should that be the matchup in the regional final?
Right, yeah, well, it's kind of hard to tell. I mean, Laramie's going to press them full court because they do everybody else. You just don't want to let them run the floor and get a lot of good threes at you.
Exactly. Loose ball at midcourt, touch last by Mississinawa, goes out of bounds. Blackhawks are in this zone. And Legacy throws it baseline left to Allport. She dropped it, got it back, threw it to the post. Straight away, three-point shooter. Yes, long distance bomb. Ava Combs connects. 28-19, Mississinawa by 9. Legacy is pressing, and the Blackhawks pitch the ball out of bounds. A cross-court pass, not a good idea. 5 minutes left, third quarter. Everybody came here, I think, to see Kaylee Woodbury, All-State a year ago, All-District, All-League performer, of course, for Mississinawa. But Emmerich has stolen the show. Oh, here's a nifty pass into the lane, and Legacy Christian's got a six-foot shot right in front by Sweeney. She is bothered, hit hard, fouled, not called. Long throw down the floor, Blackhawks intercepted by Legacy. Officiating leaving a little bit to be desired. Here's a long three-pointer, but Solomon off the back rim. No good. Rebound to the Blackhawks. 4:25 left in the third. 9-point lead. Deep left corner. Caught by Mississinawa. And in the Blackhawks' pace, or I should say haste, Burton takes too many steps before putting the ball on the floor.
That's five turnovers. Woo. Here in the first third quarter.
It is sloppy indeed. Timeout called. 4:22 to go in the third. 28-19 Mississinawa on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Well, bonus coverage here for Game 2 on ScoresBroadcast.com. We're trying to insert as many of our sponsors as possible.
compressed time between games on the air just before tip. So many thanks to Francis Schulze and Rushi. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze offers that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Francis Schulze, providing you with storm doors and garage doors to display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze. Well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Legacy Christian wants to make a move right now. A telegraph pass intercepted by Subert. Picked off by her for Mississinawa. Well, the passing has not been good for both teams. Here's a push-off foul at midcourt on the Knights. 3:51 to go, third quarter. 28-19, Mississinawa, which trailed in this game at 1 point, 10-5. Since then, a 23-9 stretch in favor of the Blackhawks, who will throw the ball in right in front of head coach Michael Page. Inbounding here is Purdon. Throws it to Woodbury between the circles. Woodbury's got it on the bounce. Throws into the post. Going up and down is the center, Subert. Couldn't get the shot to go. Got the rebound. Threw it on the arc to the three-point shooter, Emmerich. Emmerich unconscious for the Blackhawks in this game. How many, Chuck?
20.
He's got 20 of the 31. For Mississinawa. Most everybody came to see Kaylee Woodbury. Emmerich has stolen the show. 12-point game, 31-19. Blackhawks. Legacy's got the ball left wing. Now it goes baseline to Dry. Foul strike Solomon, twisting, turning in traffic. He's a teammate. 10 feet away. Short shot, wide open, all for it. Missed it. And then Mississinawa throws it 70 feet down the floor. Getting a piece of it at the last instant as Legacy goes out of bounds. 2:55 to go here in the third quarter. Chuck, how would you describe this game? Offensively, defensively, out of control?
Well, a little sloppy. A little sloppy.
Here's Woodbury midcourt. Throws it to the three-point shooter. It's a bomb by Purdon. No good, too hard. Long rebound, though. Thrown to Super in the lane. The Knights try to tie it up. The referees look at each other and call a travel. Looked like the ball was loose, rolling around on the floor. I'm not sure where the walk came from. Legacy agrees with it. 2:36 to go. The game has been about as sloppily officiated as it's been played on the court.
Yeah, sometimes that leads to that, though.
Straight away with the ball is Graves. 12-point game. Oh, one too many passes in the paint for Legacy Christian, which throws it away. Dribbling down the floor is Cora Hoggett. Throws into the post, a very bad pass picked off by Legacy Christian. And then the Knights throw it out of bounds. And Mississinawa says, no, wait a minute, we didn't touch it. It's given to Legacy. 2:07 left in the third quarter. It's been a hectic pace. Poor play by both teams, and the officiating has not been quite up to par. Ball thrown to the post, then whipped to the left flank. Here's a long three-point try on the rim by Liz Dry. It comes off. Rebounded by Mississinawa. Storming down the floor is Subert, and Subert simply lost the basketball.
Subert tries to do way too much when you have those two guards. He should not be handling the ball. She's turned it over probably four times tonight.
Very good observation, Chuck. I'd say that a couple, three different players maybe on Mississinawa trying to do too much. Just give it to Woodbury and let her distribute and make things happen. Here's a long three outside the arc on the left by Ava Combs. Way short for Legacy, which is resorting to threes now. Unable to get the ball inside. Over guarding at midcourt. Foul committed by Combs. 1:22 left in the third. 31-19 Mississinawa. We've not had many points scored in this quarter, have we, Chuck?
It is 7-5.
12 points total in this period. 80 seconds to go in the quarter. Top of the circle, Schubert hands off to Woodbury. Woodbury on the move. She made a three right at the start of the game. Not much sense. 65 seconds left in the third. Long three-pointer, right flank, gunned up there by Purden. It glanced off the rim. Long rebound, Legacy dribbling hard down the floor. Graves pulls up top of the circle. 12-point game. We're down to 50 seconds to go, third quarter. Dry gives it up, gets it back. Zone defense employed by Mississinawa, and it has been stingy. In the post, it's Solomon. Turns, squares up, makes in an eight-footer. Nice play, Allie Solomon. Mississinawa will get it in here momentarily. The ball rolls away out of bounds from the Blackhawk player, Cora Hoggett. 38.8 left, and before a five-second count takes place, Blackhawks get a timeout, 31-21. Mississinawa, 38-6 to go, third quarter. On scores, broadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
A frenetic pace. It's been undisciplined. Second quarter, Mississinawa made enough shots to get a lead. They kept it at 10, 31-21. Legacy's been thwarted by the zone in the half court of the Blackhawks and just can't make threes. Dribbling Mississinawa, top of the circle. On the bounce is Hoggett, and pushing on the backside is a Legacy player. It's a common foul. That's four on Legacy. None on the Blackhawks here in the third quarter. They lead by 10 with 22.2 to go. Ball is inbounded to Subert. Subert gives it up to Purden between the rings. Let's see if Mississinawa can play for one. Dribbling off into the right corner goes Emmerich. And Emmerich loses the basketball right in front of Coach Page. Yep, Legacy needs a bucket to end the third quarter and make this a little bit interesting starting out the fourth. It's a 10-point game, 31-21. Biggest lead's been 12. Legacy in backcourt, it's Combs. Combs fakes right, goes left. Combs gives it up, gets it back. Thrown to Solomon, foul line, Jay hits the rim at the buzzer and goes in. It counts. It counts. 31-23. It was 31-21 before the Solomon make. Legacy down 10. Blackhawks lead. We'll start the fourth in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in the Buckins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean.
cleanup, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, General Manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Well, if we start the fourth quarter, Legacy has made it an 8-point game. Mississinawa so explosive, so dangerous. Blackhawks can score points in a flurry. They try to get the ball inbounds to Mississinawa to start the fourth quarter. And what ensues? A 5-second call.
Yep, that's 10 turnovers now in the second half.
Very sloppy play. I know we've overused that term, but that's the way it's been. Careless. Reckless at times by both teams, especially Mississinawa, which really should be up by more than eight. 7:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Chuck nods his head and agrees. Long cross-court pass caught by Graves. Ball thrown to Solomon. Oh, there's a pass down low to a teammate. Shot is good! Oh, what a dish. The finish by Allport. Nice two-man game. High-low. 31-25. Mississinawa by six. 7:23 to go in the fourth quarter. Legacy makes his move. Here's Woodbury up the floor. Deflected pass nearly intercepted by Legacy Christian.
Well, I tell you, that would have cut it to four.
Yep, almost a pickoff and a run out the other direction. Legacy starts to make its move. 7:14 to go here in the fourth quarter. 31-25, Mississinawa. Ball being inbounded by Purden. Purden finds a wide-open teammate below the rim. Legacy lost her. Layup is good by Cora Hoggett. 33-25. Legacy went all out after the ball, and Hoggett sneaked in behind. Very bad pass by Legacy Christian. Intercepted on the play by Emmerich. Emmerich dribbles up ahead into the forecourt. Boy, you scratch your head on some of these passes by both teams in this game.
That was a self-defense steal.
Deep right corner with the ball. It is Purden. And there's a poor delivery to the inside. And it's swiped away by Legacy Christian. Hustling down the floor, it's Solomon. Into the left corner. Out back to the three-point shooter. It's not taken. Now it is. A long one. It's good! It's good! Lighting it up from distance, Autumn Allport, 8 points a game, a 5'10 sophomore. Mississinawa has seen its advantage get clipped to five. 33-28 Blackhawks. 6:13 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Well, we've got full court pressure applied to Legacy. Mississinawa has seen its 12-point lead dwindle to five. Unbelievably, this is a game. Mississinawa had a few chances to run away with this thing. Here's double team pressure at midcourt by Legacy. Out of trouble, Mississinawa. To Woodbury, head of the key. Boy, the Blackhawks need to keep it in her hands. Here's a deep right corner three by Mrs. Sinawa. Tried by Purden. Couldn't believe she shot it from nearly 30 feet, way off the mark. Rebound, Legacy Christian. Undisciplined play by the Blackhawks, costing them. Here's Solomon, high post, fouled from behind by Subert. 5:35 left here in the fourth, 33-28. Mississinawa leads by only five. Poor shot selection, bad passing by Mississinawa, allowing Legacy Christian to hang around. Here's the ball thrown to Solomon. High-low action, dropped down beneath the rim to a teammate, then pitched back out in the arc, and Graves resets. Long three, off court, left corner, no good. Rebound baseline, Solomon, and Legacy still got it. Ball thrown on the arc to Graves. Down the right side, he gives it up, gets it back. Solomon ahead of the key. Ball pitched to the left wing, deflection out of bounds off Mississinawa. 5:04 to go, 33-28, Mississinawa by five. Legacy inbounding in between the circles. It's Allie Graves. The winner plays Fort Loramie Saturday at 5 for the D7 regional title and a berth in the state Final Four. Foul line fadeaway by Solomon. Good look. No good. Off the back rim. Mississinawa gets the rebound. And believe it or not, the ball is flown up the floor to nobody.
19 turnovers now by the Blackhawks.
And the majority of those since the start of the third quarter. Legacy gets it right back. Solomon is double teamed. Gives it to Graves outside the arc on the left. It comes to Allport. Here's a long three-point shot, and it's way too hard. Missing everything. Was Anna Sweeney Boyce. Had she hit the rim, it might have been a chance for a rebound by Legacy. Here's Mississinawa down the floor. Sloppy play. They cough up the ball again. And then a steal at midcourt by the Blackhawks. Off and running, two on two. Here's a driving layup from the left wing by Woodbury. She's got it. 4 minutes left to go here in the fourth. 35-28, Mississinawa by seven. Dribbling down the left side, it's Graves. Graves to a long three-point shooter. 28-footer, not even close. Last two shots by Legacy, ill-advised. Neither one had a chance. Here's Woodbury with a left-hand pass to midcourt. Handled there by Purden. Right corner, Subert back to Purden for three. No good. That was a poor choice on a shot, a 28-footer. Rebound taken down by Legacy Christian. 7-point game. Knights running out of time. Trailing with seven. And they get a timeout. 7-point lead, Blackhawks. Under 3.5 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Legacy Christian after the timeout sets up Solomon behind a double screen. She flies one toward the rim behind the arc. It rattles around, comes off, no good. Rebounding foul on the Blackhawks. It's common. Legacy Christian gets a new life. The shot was no good, but the personal foul enables Legacy to hang on to it and throw it in. It's Graves out back. 3:11 to go in the fourth quarter. 7-point lead for Mississinawa. Here's Solomon straight away. Loops it far left wing to Allport. Allport baseline to Dry to Solomon from 15. She's got it. 35-30. Boy, Solomon's a fine player, Chuck.
She's got 13. She is their offense tonight.
Yep, accurate shooter. Here is Mississinawa deep in backcourt. Clock is running. Oh, boy, the 10-second count was at 7 or 8, and then the ball was knocked out of bounds.
This is why you'd be nice to have a shot clock, because then you do get 40 seconds to get it over midcourt.
Exactly. Ball thrown in backcourt. It is a leaping catch made on the play by Hoggett. Down the floor to Purden. Purden's got it in the right corner. Out back to Woodbury. She's at the center line. Oh, my goodness. Mississinawa shoots it and makes it. Paige Emmerich on fire. Head coach Combs from Legacy just shakes his head in disbelief.
Well, I mean, that wasn't for anybody else on the floor. That was not a good shot, but that girl is on fire.
How many for Paige Emmerich, Chuck?
23.
She's got 23 of Mississinawa's 38. If she's got half that many, they're getting beat.
Yeah, she's got 4 threes. She's just having a terrific game.
Ball knocked out of bounds by the Blackhawks. Here is a sloppy inbounds pass by Legacy Christian. The ball rolling free in the lane. There's a scrum, another scrum. Held ball ensues. Arrow, Legacy Christian, 2:05 to go. Fourth quarter, 38-30. Blackhawks, the last three by Emmerich, was a quick shot in the half court when you would have thought that maybe they'd steal some clock. Didn't do it. Unorthodox team is Mississinawa. Uh-oh, ball inbounded by Legacy Christian. Then it's given right back to the playmaker who had not reestablished herself on the floor. Out of bounds, turnover. Blackhawks get it. Ball thrown to midcourt to Schubert. And it's deflected away, stolen by Legacy, and a foul in backcourt. It is picked up on the play by Emmerich of Mississinawa. 1:57 to go. Team's fourth foul. Now Legacy will shoot free throws with each foul the rest of the way. Legacy is not fouled yet in the quarter. 38-30. Mississinawa, 1:55 to go. Legacy's got the ball top of the circle. Outside the arc on the left is Solomon. They don't necessarily need threes. Oh, Solomon dropped the ball out of bounds.
One tried to go between her legs and dribbled it off her foot.
That was unnecessary. It's one of those games where the teams are just trading mistakes. 38-30. Mississinawa by 8. Woodbury in backcourt. Slings it up the right side to Hoggett. Hoggett 30 feet away. Deals right back to Woodbury. Here comes the double team. Hand off to Purden. Purden to Woodbury. 1:27 to go. Woodbury loops the ball left corner. Now it's dealt to the post. A nice twisting bank shot is good by Stubert. And that might do it. 40-30. Mississinawa up 10. Down the left side. Long three ball. Allport missed the Legacy. Ball picked off the floor by Solomon in the lane. Shaken loose by the Blackhawks. Foul. Backcourt Legacy on a reach in. 1:03 to go. 40-30. Mississinawa by 10. 10-point lead. Blackhawks. 63 ticks left on the clock. And it looks now like Mississinawa will meet Fort Loramie Saturday at 5. And that is going to be a very interesting matchup. Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services for you vets and family members include VA claim assistance, transportation to VA medical appointments, the on-site food pantry, emergency financial relief, just to name several. Shelby County Veterans Services here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Phone our office to make an appointment 937-498-7282. 498-7282. For more info, visit our website at ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. That's veterans plural. ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. Or look us up on Facebook. You serve your country. We are here to serve you. Off and running is Mississinawa, trying to fast break after throwing it in and getting an opportunity. They miss the layup. Then Legacy goes down the floor and makes a driving layup toward the basket. But Allport took a couple steps. That's a good call.
Yep. Unless he called a Euro step, and then it's a wonderful play.
40-30. 10-point game. And we've got a holding foul on Mississinawa as the Blackhawks attempt to throw it in. Oh, my goodness.
What was that shot down there? I mean, they go down there, a running left-handed throw with a 10-point lead. I'm confused.
Mississinawa has had single-digit leads for much of the last 6-7 minutes in this game and has shot wildly, frequently, and very quick in the possession. Here's a long three. Allport overshoots it from the left corner. Rebound Mississinawa. Stolen by Legacy. Three stolen by Mississinawa. It's a free-for-all. Foul called against Legacy. 40-30. 33.5 to go. Blackhawks lead by 10. Head coach Combs comes to midcourt for Legacy to find out how many timeouts he's got left. Player shaken up for Mississinawa. A stop in the action. 33 ticks to go. Blackhawks up 10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Up, the situation here at Vandalia Butler is as follows. Paige Emmerich is hurt down on the floor, on her back, injured in some way or nature. Not sure, but she's not moving much, being tended to by health services staff here at Vandalia Butler High School and the athletic trainer for Mississinawa. 40-30, Blackhawks on their way to a victory here in this regional semifinal. 33.5 to go. Mississinawa will meet Fort Loramie Saturday at 5, unless there's an unbelievable change of events in this last half minute. So there is a stoppage in our action. Gives us the opportunity to tell you about one of our fine sponsors, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane offers propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers the same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business that started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes, our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and for tomorrow. Round of applause for Paige Emmerich, who is now sitting up for Mississinawa, which leads 40-30. We're down to 33.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street. The family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Additional stylist Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, Renee Mesher. Open Monday through Saturday. Yep, 40 years of styling at Cutaway. It's our experience and your style. Walk into Cutaway Styling Salon, your family salon in Fort Loramie, and come out styling 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. A big thank you to Barker Insurance, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business. Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the two or three most valued agencies in the area. Barker Insurance, located north of I-75, south of Anna, north of Sydney. It will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker or call to see how Barker Insurance can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Emmerich was helped off the floor, favoring one lower leg, Chuck. Couldn't put weight on it.
Yeah.
33 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Mississinawa up 10 and gets the ball inbounds 60 feet from the basket, and Legacy fouls, and it's only foul number three. They've got to commit two more before sending Mississinawa to the stripe. 27.7 left in this game. 40-30 Mississinawa. Legacy had cut it to five 2.5 minutes ago. But Legacy hit a cold snap, and Mississinawa got a couple of big buckets. Foul at midcourt, fourth on Legacy. Ball out of bounds to the Blackhawks. 18.8 left, 40-30 Mississinawa. Inbounding directly in front of us is Sina Purden. She'll give it up to Taylee Woodbury. Sister Tenley is in now. Ball goes from Taylee to Tenley. Back to Taylee. She's bear hugged, fouled. 14 ticks on the clock. Free throws coming now for Mississinawa, which is in front 40-30. Legacy scrapped hard, Chuck. Just didn't shoot the ball well enough and made mistakes out on the floor, just like Mississinawa.
Yeah, both teams turned it over too much. But, yeah, they got it down to five, and they had, after that, they had two or three possessions to get it closer. They just couldn't make a shot.
Free throw by Woodbury. Good for the Blackhawks, who lead it 41-30. Final score could very well be double digits. Not indicative of how competitive this game was. Second free throw is in. 42-30 Blackhawks. Legacy rolls it to midcourt. Here's a no-look pass to Solomon. Jump shot behind the foul line. No good. Rebound by Subert. Intercepted pass by Legacy. Driving layup in and out. No good. That's the way it's gone for Legacy. As that shot was on the rim by Allie Graves, it simply would not go down through the bucket. A lid on it. Much of this game for Legacy, which did get off to a good beginning, up 10-5. But Mississinawa dominated most of the rest of the way. despite playing a very poor floor game, did the Blackhawks' legacy not much better. 42-30, final difference, 12-point contest. Mississinawa meets Fort Loramie on Saturday at 5. We're on the air at 4:20 here on scoresbroadcast.com for that regional championship at stake of birth in the state final four. Back in a few on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout for Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7. Serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Welcome back to the Vidalia Butler Student Activity Center. Two very contrasting games here today. The Fort Loramie triumphant in game one. Final tally, Chuck, 61-17 over Delaware Christian. I think that was close in the ballpark.
61-18.
I was off a scant point. 42-30 by way of score for our finale, our nightcap, as Mississinawa holds off Legacy Christian to win by 12, 42-30. And it was the Paige Emmerich show for the Blackhawks. She went down hurt very late in the fourth quarter and could not put weight on one leg. Will be interesting to see how she fares over the next few days, as she was a giant killer here today. She did Legacy in on her own. Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring. 12-point win, Blackhawks over the Knights.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep people from knocking everything off of here. Allie Solomon led Legacy with 13, and then nobody else had more than 5. So she is my player of the game. Clancy's for Legacy. On the other side, Paige Emmerich, like we talked about, she had 23 points. And then you drop down, Taylor Woodbury, she had the first 3 of the game, and she had 4 in the fourth quarter, and that's all she got.
Wow.
Hopefully that's not a bad omen for Loramie on Saturday with her coming out shooting the ball. But I tell you, I think Loramie's defense can turn them a bunch, because they turned the ball over 22 times, 15 in the second half.
Yeah, interesting point. How much unraveling of the Mississinawa ball handling can Fort Loramie create? What kind of strife can Fort Loramie's pressure put on the Blackhawks ball handling, which wasn't good today? They just did not take care of it. And at Legacy, shot the ball a little bit better. This game goes to the final possession.
Well, probably does. And it doesn't help any to have Emmerich go out. She's one of their, not only their scorer, but she handles the basketball for them. So.
But a fine performance by Emmerich. We'll get a health report from her over the next few days. Of course, everybody hoping for the best and wanting for Mississinawa to be at full strength for Saturday's regional championship game against Fort Loramie at 5. This segment of our presentation brought to you by Clancy's, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around
around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to one of our great Rushi sponsors. Thanks loads to O'Reilly Machine Tool Services, which is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free. O'Reilly also accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level spots. Contact us online, OReillyMTS.com, OReillyMTS.com, O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports right here on scoresbroadcast.com. A&M Pallet, after starting way back in 86, four decades later, 200 businesses served by A&M, which is pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on shift number one, Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Schaefer Market, oh, a good meal from Schaefer Market sounds mighty good right now. They've gone local. They've got variety. They've got what you want. Schaefer Market is your community go-to store. You will see on the shelves what you want Schaefer Market to offer. Winter's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more. You like our new piping hot coffee station and a more varied selection of soft drinks as well, plus subs, salads, and wraps. Stop by today, see all the new items and the old ones too, your favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, locally owned and operated. Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie is your new community go-to store. Chuck, a doubleheader, and we had contrasting styles in two games, if you've ever seen them.
Yeah.
61-18 Fort Loramie over Delaware Christian, a no-doubter in the first couple of minutes. Running clock entire the second half of this of that game. And then in game two, a 10-5 start for Legacy Christian, which looked like it was going to be able to play with Mississinawa. But it wound up being a track meet. The Legacy could not prevent that from happening. The Legacy turned it over. Mississinawa even more. Mississinawa shot threes at a rapid pace. Took little time off the clock in the half court, even when nursing a comfortable lead, allowed Legacy to hang around in the end. The Knights could not convert often enough, despite well above 20 turnovers for Mississinawa. Paige Emmerich scored more than 20. She led the way for the Blackhawks. She did get hurt late in the fourth quarter. We'll see how that develops over the next few days.
Yeah, it was sad to see her go down because she had such a terrific basketball game going. But Solomon for Legacy just absolutely got no help. If she would have got some help, they might have hung, but they just didn't get any help for her.
Well said, Solomon. Very good player for Legacy Christian, but no support from other players, and Legacy goes down. Fine season for Legacy, which lost just, I think, two the entire campaign. 8-0 in league action was Legacy Christian, and Legacy entered action here today with a 20-win season in progress, 22-2, champs of the Metro Buckeye. Seniors for Legacy Christian. Interesting I say that. Just one, Allie Graves. So that club's going to be heard from next year. Everybody back but Graves. Whoops, I spoke too soon. The kingpin, Allie Solomon.
Yeah, I was going to say Solomon's.
Is a 12th grader, Solomon and Graves. So Coach Combs will continue to do what he does, and that's recharge this Legacy Christian team year after year. His daughter, Ava, does return. A number of other sophomores and freshmen on that varsity roster back next season, too. So you can expect Legacy Christian, maybe not a region final, but a district final perhaps in Division 7. Chuck enjoyed it. What a day. Fort Loramie, Mississinawa, Saturday at 2, on the air at 4:20. Very interesting clash. 5 o'clock tip.
Oh, okay.
It's a 5 o'clock tip. We're on the air at 4:20. I don't think that's changed. I believe that's the tip-off time.
It is, because there's a noon game at Piqua.
Game at Piqua, and there is a D6 girls regional final at 2 at Springfield. So we had an option, noon at Piqua, 2 at Springfield. And that might have been tough to navigate, finishing up a 2 o'clock game and then getting here in time for a 3:30 setup and a 4:20 airtime. Thanks so much, your online listeners. Thank you for joining us. Be with us again tomorrow. Don't forget now, doubleheader at Piqua. Botkins and Jackson Center in action, a twin bill. Boys D7 action. We tip off game one at 6, on the air at 5:20. Brandon Coverman and Chuck McBee on the call tomorrow night. Twin bill, Botkins in game one, Jackson Center game two. Both clubs are favorites to win tomorrow night. Chuck and Brandon have the call. Pre-game at 5:20 tomorrow night. Thanks to all of you. Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good evening from the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Fort Loramie, a big winner, 61-18. And by 12, Mississinawa Valley defeats Legacy Christian, setting up the regional championship showdown on Saturday night here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the pin custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a pin custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's?
Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on, and Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkins. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dittman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dittman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.